This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe said in an explosive interview on CBS's 60 Minutes last night that a crime may have been committed when President Donald Trump fired the head of the FBI and tried to publicly undermine an investigation into his campaign's ties to Russia. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
We will have a hearing about who's telling the truth, what actually happened. Mr. McCabe, you remember, was dismissed from the FBI for leaking information to the press, so you got to remember the source here.
Senator Graham is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he says his committee will look into the claims made by the former FBI deputy director.
It's stunning to me that one of the chief law enforcement officers of the land, the acting head of the FBI, would go on national television and say, oh, by the way, I remember a conversation with the deputy attorney general about trying to find if we could replace the president under the 25th Amendment.
McCabe also alleged that in an intelligence meeting regarding North Korea's missiles, that President Trump deferred to information that he'd received from Russian President Vladimir Putin rather than believe his own intelligence sources. Several European nations pushed back today against U.S. President Donald Trump's call to repatriate citizens who joined the Islamic State, saying they were still seeking a way to safely deal with those in detention in Syria. At a foreign ministers' meeting today in Brussels, Hungarian Foreign Affairs Minister Peter Szijjártó says decisions regarding ISIS fighters who are citizens of European countries is one of the biggest challenges.
That's putting into consideration that they have lost 98% of the territories which had occupied before. I think our major endeavor now should be not to allow them to come back to Europe.
Some 800 suspected ISIS militants from nearly 50 countries are being held in makeshift prisons by Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. This is VOA News. Four Indian soldiers and two suspected militants were killed on Monday in a fierce gun battle as Indian security forces hunted for the organizers of a deadly suicide bombing that killed 40 paramilitary personnel in India, Kashmir, and escalated tensions between India and Pakistan. The gun battle erupted when militants opened fire on an army contingent as search operations were being conducted in a village close to where the suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a paramilitary convoy last week. Analysts say that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's two-day Asia tour is an effort to repair his image after the killing of Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. But as Reuters' Eve Johnson reports, it's also an effort to seal some business deals. It kicked off with a ceremony in Pakistan where he pledged $20 billion worth of investment.
Most of the deals signed by the two sides are energy projects, including a brand new oil refinery. Pakistan could really use the help right now. Its economy is losing steam, its deficit is widening, and its reserves of foreign currency are drying up. Prime Minister Imran Khan has gone the extra mile to welcome the Crown Prince, giving him the biggest red carpet treatment since the visit of China's president in 2015.
So Saudi Arabia has always been a friend in need, which is why we value it so much.
And after last week, Pakistan may be looking for friends. A suicide bomber killed dozens of Indian police in the disputed region of Kashmir, an attack that New Delhi has blamed on Islamabad. As for Prince Mohammed, he doesn't seem to be taking sides. He'll visit India on Tuesday. Later in the week, he will wrap up his tour with a trip to China.
In a televised, for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, visiting the Colombian side of the Venezuelan border on Sunday, warned Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of severe consequences if he takes action against the country's opposition leader and self-declared President Juan Guaido or U.S. citizens. Rubio said the Venezuelan people have had a positive impact on Americans.
They remind us how valuable liberty and freedom is. They remind us how important it is to always preserve it and why we should be willing to fight for it no matter how long it takes.
In a televised interview, Rubio declined to say if he would support U.S. military action against Venezuela. UN negotiators announced Sunday that Yemeni officials and Houthi rebels have agreed on a phase one of a mutual pullback of forces from the key city of Hodeida. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.